to Excuse My ADHD, a podcast for adults with or who think they may have ADHD. I'm your host, Jeanette, and this is my journey. Hello, and welcome to Excuse My ADHD, episode number 10. Double digits, baby. Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm your host, Jeanette, and I'm navigating ADHD one distraction at a time. It's the most wonderful time of the year, and I suck at singing, but it is the holiday season, and for me, I celebrate Christmas, which I know many of you do, but there are also other holidays going on right now, so those I'm sure can also be stressful. I love the snow, the decorations, the singing, the smells, the reminder of why and who we're celebrating, the generous spirit, the time with family and friends, which, speaking of friends, Chandra, if you're listening, we have to seriously make plans, girl. It's been too long since we've seen each other. But this holiday season that we love so much comes with the dark side as well, one filled with too many obligations and not enough time, overstimulation, overwhelm, and, you know, too many gifts to buy and too much pressure to get the perfect one. Too many potlucks to cook for. With ADHD, this is just, you know, one step away from disaster. Stress amplifies our symptoms and makes them harder for us to manage. So welcome as I take you through my nightmare. If you're a first-time listener, thanks for tuning in, and if you're a returning listener, thanks for coming back. Enjoy. 'Twas the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a present was bought, not even a ball that bounced. That was the story of my life for so many years, even as recent as last year. So I hear all the time, you know, there's people that start buying in July, which I just can't. I mean, I would hide it and forget it that I even bought it. And that's just too much. I mean, what if the person gets whatever you buy them between July and December? That's like 6 months. That's just too much pressure. Some not so overachievers start buying around, say, October, November, and are finished present wrap under the tree weeks in advance. Then there are others who await the magical Black Friday to do all their shopping. But no, not I. Historically, I've been a Christmas week / Christmas Eve shopper. Yes, Christmas Eve. You see, since I was a little kid, I could never, ever keep secrets about gifts. It's part of that impulse control. I would always sneak downstairs when my parents were sleeping and stealthily, or well, maybe not so stealthily, undo the tape and peek at what was inside, and then put the tape right back where it was as perfectly lined up as I could. Because it was that tape, you know, the tape that once you put it on the paper, if you tried to take it off, the print on the paper would come up with it, but it wouldn't really rip the paper. So you had to line it back up perfectly so it didn't look like you messed it up. That's the tape we had. So I remember one year in my snooping, I found a pound puppy. And I can still remember that night. It's like the tinsel was strung on the tree. You know, it was in the late 80s, early 90s when people still threw or strung tinsel all over their trees. It's like, I guess, imagine kind of Easter grass, but it was like silver foil or different colors, and it was all over the tree. So if you have no idea what I'm talking about, I'm sorry you didn't have as awesome of a childhood as I did. We also had those multicolored lights and the silver star on the top of the tree, which also had multicolored lights. It was awesome. And I can almost remember the paper that the pound puppy was wrapped in, but not quite. What I do remember, though, was that he was brown with the big floppy ears, and I loved him. Oh, we were so bad about presents. We had this tradition of opening a couple of presents, usually one or two on Christmas Eve, to try and calm my brother and sister and I down because we were so excited. And I'm not a morning person at all by any means, but Christmas Eve, I would be up all night, too excited to sleep, and then Christmas morning, up first thing in the morning. And if I wasn't up by like 5 o'clock, my brother was waking me up. But I was bright-eyed and ready to go. To take it even a step further, you know, my parents would show or tell me and my brother what they got for each other, what, you know, they got for my brother and sister. And I had the worst time ever keeping that secret. I was just as excited for them to get their gift as I was to see what mine were. And eventually, they quit telling me, so I wouldn't ruin the surprise. And I also have had a really bad problem with wanting to give gifts the minute I got them, whether I went and got them in the mail or at the store. I love getting gifts. Opening them just makes me feel really awkward, though, and uncomfortable, so it's weird. It's like I want to get the gift, but I want to open it in private. But for some reason, you know, when you get the gift and you open it and you say thank you, it doesn't feel like strong enough of a sentiment, and I don't know what to say. And I don't know why it's that way, but it is. But I love, love, love giving gifts and seeing people's faces when they open them, especially like my family and the people that I love. And some gifts, you know, I'm not that great at buying, but others I'm really good at buying. But most of the time, like I said, you know, I struggle. So when I do get something I know that a person is going to love, I get so overly excited about it. And my husband will absolutely attest to the fact that I can't wait, and he hates it. He always wants to wait until Christmas Day or the day of his birthday to open presents. And I hate that because I want to give it to him right then. And I feel like over the past years, I've calmed down so much in this respect, like immensely. And I'm not sure, you know, what caused that. It's probably just, you know, maybe I'm just growing up and it took 39 years to happen. But if that's the case, I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Sorry, I can't help it. I will not sing anymore today, I promise. But I think the reason is more related to, you know, the added pressure of stress and an ever-growing family. Christmas is probably my second favorite holiday after Thanksgiving because, you know, growing up, Thanksgiving was the one time a year I got to see my extended family. What used to be just me, my siblings, and parents that I had to buy for has gone over the years from, you know, say buying for four people, my brother, my sister, my parents, to having seven nieces, three nephews, three kids, a husband, the in-laws, not to mention, you know, now I have parties that I've had, you know, a Secret Santa, two white elephants. My husband had a white elephant party. And then you have potlucks where you have to make or buy something. Kids have school parties. I have to remember to buy things for them to take into school. Sports are still going on for my son. And work is entering into the busiest, hardest time of the year for me. And then another part of the problem is procrastination. Time blindness, because I would always think I had plenty of time and would just do it later to try and avoid the thing in the first place. And there's just so much stress and anxiety that comes with Christmas. You know, I've been on this medication journey. Right now I'm taking Concerta, and fingers crossed it seems to be working. I've taken it for a month, going into month number two. Gonna stick with it for a while. But anyway, I digress. So what are executive functions and what the heck do they have to do with what I've been talking about? Well, see, not only do I have all these people to buy for, food to make, dates and times and places to remember and work to do, but I have all of the extra stimuli and bad memory, procrastination, and impulse control issues to deal with as well. So chances are, if you're listening to me right now, you have ADHD or someone you care about does. And likely you've heard the term executive function before. Pretty sure I've talked about it a couple of times, maybe 100. Let's do a quick refresher of what they are and what they do. So according to Harvard's Developing Child site, and I'll put the link on the website, working memory governs our ability to retain and manipulate distinct pieces of information over short periods of time, i.e. completing a shopping list of like four items or so without having to write it down. I can't do three. Mental flexibility helps us to sustain or shift attention in response to different demands or to apply different rules in different settings. So when you need to focus on one thing but get distracted or pulled in a different direction, this is the ability to easily back to that other thing that you were doing without missing a step or struggling to remember what you were doing, or even just getting upset about the transition. Self-control, impulse control, is what enables us to set priorities and resist the impulsive actions or responses. Being able to walk into a mall at Christmas and see all the sales and resist buying stuff just for yourself, just because you want it. If you go over to Attitude Magazine, to add just a little bit more background, individuals with executive function often struggle to analyze, plan, organize, schedule, or even complete tasks at all or on a deadline. That pretty much sums up Christmas, because you've got to plan your schedule, organize your life, schedule, you know, events, analyze how you're going to do everything, make that plan, complete the tasks, and do it all before Christmas. You misplace materials, prioritize the wrong things, get overwhelmed by big projects. Pretty much the holiday season is just hard. Can't find that gift you hid, misplaced your name tags, forgot to buy that gift your spouse asked you to pick up for the holiday party tonight because it was more important that you get the food you needed for the appetizer you weren't making until Friday, buying the new iPhone because you just can't live without it, and now you don't have money for all the gifts that you wanted to buy. All of this means guilt, shame, frustration, disappointment. And really, is it any wonder this holiday season makes us more symptomatic? I think not. It also means we have to be even more diligent about our systems and structures than we normally are. We need, like, a Jiminy Cricket now more than ever, you know, someone to offer us advice or just a friend that can help calm our enthusiasm when shopping to keep us on task. Remembering all of that, plus the fact that when the ADHD brain is overstimulated, you could also have what's called sensory processing disorder. Not a doctor, obviously, and have not been diagnosed with this, but I pretty much tick every box off, and the self-quiz tells me to go talk to a doctor, so I'm pretty sure this is me. From the Attitude article, Too Loud, Too Bright, Too Sticky by Terry Matlin, she quotes Dr. Lucy Jane Miller, the director of the Sensory Processing Treatment and Research Center in Denver, Colorado. She found that more than half of children suspected to have ADHD had SPD or both conditions. So what are some of the things that cause overstimulation? I'll give you the ones that do it for me. Food textures. Think yogurt with fruit in the bottom. Slimy, fat on meat. Like, I don't even eat, I love bacon. I tear the fat off the bacon and just eat the meaty part. Bright, flashing strobe lights, bright, sunny days. Like, I remember as a kid being outside in the sun for too long and I would just get headaches. Other lights, like fluorescent lights in my office, will trigger migraines. So I've been lucky and I was able to move to an office with windows, and I just, most of the time, unless it's just really gloomy or dark outside, I keep the lights off, and it's helped keep my migraines down tremendously. Loud noises, like fireworks or thunder, will do it for some people. I'm usually okay with them. For me, it's more like if there's multiple sources of noise going on all at the same time, that kind of like short circuits or overloads my brain. Like, for example, if the TV's on, somebody's playing an instrument, my kids are trying to talk to me, the fan is on in the oven, the washing machine's on in the other room, and the dishwasher's running all at the same time, my brain, it's like it doesn't know where to focus, and it tries to listen to all of them at the same time, and it just scrambles my brain and makes me want to run away and gets me really irritable. Odors, I think a lot of people have problems with smells being overwhelming, like Yankee Candle, Bath or Body Works, perfume counters at the mall. I can't really deal with Yankee Candle that much. Bath and Body Works, I'm okay with in short spurts of time, like 15 minutes. Tight or itchy clothes. Turtlenecks. They feel like I'm suffocating and I'm constantly pulling on the neck if I wear them. Wool makes my skin crawl, so I try to avoid it like the plague. I do have like 2 merino wool sweaters. I regret wearing them every time, but I continue to do so, and I love them. They look good on me. I try to make sure that I have a lot of lotion on and so my skin doesn't get dry and itchy, but as soon as I get home, they're coming off. Rabbit hair or other animal hair, like I don't wear real rabbit hair. It's always the fake rabbit hair or whatever hair it is, but I always feel like it's getting everywhere in my eyes, up my nose. Again, I feel like I'm suffocating, so I just stay away from it. Sticky fingers. Can't stand having sticky anything on me anywhere, especially my hands. Like, I had to get over this a lot because I have kids. And sometimes, you know, if you touch something and it's slimy or sticky, I just kind of want to vomit a little bit. But for some reason, slime, like the slime kits that they have and stuff, I'm okay with that after everything's been good and mixed in. Crowds. I hate crowds or crowded places. The number one for me is the mall on a weekend or any time between like Halloween and Valentine's Day, really. Even congested roads make me feel like I'm crawling out of my skin. Or like weekends at the grocery store when everybody's got their carts and they're talking in the aisleways. I can't stand it. I want to get my stuff and get the heck out. I want to get as quickly from A to B, be done. Some medications do it for me as a kid. Like Robitussin. If you've ever had Robitussin, that is the most evil stuff ever invented. I would gag and cry and throw the gods awfulest fit any time my parents would take that out. They'd have to half choke me with it to get me to take it. I still don't like it. I hate the smell of it. I won't take it. Taking these issues now into consideration, the executive functions and this overload, try to imagine what all of this is like at Christmas, given what I said about, you know, what my Christmas has been like this year and what my Christmas would, on medication and what it was like previously. So it would kind of go something like this. We would usually go to Tennessee for Thanksgiving, which meant that we were there for Black Friday. We'd go to the mall looking for deals on gifts and having no clue what to get anyone because the stress is too much. I can't remember anything anyone wanted because I didn't write it down. And oh wait, look, those sweaters are so cute and they're on sale and I need one. Wait, where did everyone go? So I drop the sweater, start looking around frantically through the hordes of people until I find or hear my family somewhere. I make it over to my family, only now I feel like a deer in headlights and can only nod and say one word replies to questions like, what do you think about this blank for so-and-so? And at this point, we're only 20 minutes into the marathon that is typically like 5-hour or more shopping spree. The next store, say it's an electronics store that I wanted to go into because they have the Nintendo Game Gear I want in a bundle for sale. Still, not bought a single gift for anyone on my list. And many hours later, after many loops of the same instances over and over again, I'm done. And all I want to do is sit in comfy pajamas wrapped in a blanket and watch TV like a vegetable because I can no longer do anything else. My family are all laughing and talking about all the great deals they got or didn't get and how they got X amount of their shopping done and hey, maybe we should have a wrapping party. I just want to take a nap. This is about 15 years ago and before having kids and all the added extra stress. More recent Christmases looked something more like this. I'm making a list of who I had to buy for, what I wanted to get each person, and how much I was going to spend. Typically happened 1 to 2 weeks before Christmas, and usually I would only know what to get about half the people on my list. For a while, I'd make it easy on myself and just buy people clothes from the store I used to work because I could find something for everyone, and everyone else would get like gift cards. I love getting gift cards personally, but feel weird and judged giving them. Even if that isn't the case, I guess I feel like I've failed because after all, it's the thought that counts, right? We all know how much thought goes into a gift card. I still love gift cards, so anyone listening that needs to still get me a gift, you know what to get me. I would go overboard on Christmas sometimes, spend way too much money, and it actually got me in trouble with my husband. I've toned that down significantly as well. I can't help it though. I want to make others feel special at Christmas, to see their face when they open their gifts. It's about their joy and the look on their face, but it's also about feeling like I did something right for once. Like it's something that can make up for maybe some of the things I did wrong all the time. Like see, I do care. Please don't hate me because I can't remember anything. I'm always late, distracted all the time, and seem like I don't care because I promise I do present. Yeah, I didn't say it made a lot of sense. But since getting diagnosed and learning some of the strategies and being on medication, I feel like things have gotten better around Christmas, at least the last 2 years, so last year and this year. So I started writing everything down in my bullet journal, all of my dates and times and places I have to be, and then I'm backing them up, putting them in my phone and my electronic calendar, and this helps tremendously with my working memory. I've started shopping earlier, so as of today, December 16th, I am mostly done shopping. We still have a few more presents to buy, but we're mostly good, and we've got plans to go out Thursday and get some shopping done, thanks to our babysitter. And I still have to wrap, which, you know, I'm famous for waiting until Christmas Eve to do. I plan on starting this weekend and doing some every night. Wish me luck. We'll see how that goes. Hopefully I can be done come Monday. And I still have some stocking stuffers to get to, but you know, nothing big. I'll be doing that this week too. I was pretty much on top of it with all of my parties and kids' parties, and I had have everything I needed earlier than I normally do, like last week. Except, you know, I have to get something for my son, but we didn't get to sign up for the things I wanted. I try and sign up for things like plates or napkins or something simple, but somebody else had already taken all of those things within the couple hours it took for me to get the list and go to the store. Gotta get something sweet, so that means I can't buy it too early. Probably the number one thing that's helped me more than anything, and I don't want to sound like a commercial, but Amazon. If it weren't for Amazon and I had to go into these actual stores to buy things, I would be way more stressed out than I already am. And sometimes I think I have PTSD from my time in retail and many Black Friday trips. I just straight refuse to go Black Friday shopping anymore. I don't care how good the deal is, my sanity is worth way more. So I guess to sum it up, Christmas, as much as I love it, is hard. It's stressful. It's overwhelming for a neurotypical. For someone with sensory problems and ADHD, it can be crippling at times. So if you have a friend or a loved one that seems like they're way behind or struggling or even freaking out, whether they are neurotypical or not, 'tis the season to help each other out and not judge. Even if it's something as simple as just helping somebody think of a couple of gift ideas in order to get them. So on that note, I just want to give, I guess, a couple of the tips that have helped me immensely in hopes that they can help you guys. Amazon Prime. It is an investment in your future. I cannot say this enough. It is a wonderful thing for the procrastinator, the person who can handle crowds, or both. It's like a one-stop shop for everything. There's literally something for every person on Amazon, and with Prime shipping, you really can't beat it. My bullet journal, whatever planner you're comfortable using or you like, or you think you might like if you don't have one. I tried just using my phone, you know, the notes app or the calendar, it wasn't the same. There's the scientific evidence that says writing something down helps with remembering it, and I firmly believe in this because since I've been using my bullet journal, I'm remembering things better than I had before when I was just putting them in my phone. Everything goes there. Your Christmas list, your shopping list, your plans for what foods you're going to make, everything. Write things down throughout the year. People mention wanting or liking, you know, things they don't get for themselves. So I started doing this the last few months because, well, like most people with ADHD, I think I will remember something if it's important and then don't write it down and forget. This has actually made some of my shopping for a few people easier. So what I did was I used my phone notes app for this one because I didn't want to lose it in the bullet journal. and forget and not find it. So I made a specific page in my notes app for Christmas ideas. The Christmas parties for like when you have to buy white elephant gifts. I like to mix things up. Alcohol, as long as you know there isn't, you know, anyone in the group who doesn't drink or would get offended. Coffee, chocolate, gag gifts. Walgreens had some really cool gag gifts this year. They had these yes, no buttons that if you push them, one says yes, one says no. They had a little person stress ball that said the boss on it. There's all kinds of cute things. You could probably find some stuff at Spencer's or somewhere. Again, Amazon. I found a white elephant at Target a few years ago and took it as a gift. And the funny thing was it turned out someone else had the same idea. So there were two of the same white elephants at the white elephant party. I would suggest instead of Black Friday shopping, check into some Cyber Monday shopping or even Small Business Saturday. Support some of the small businesses that you know. Get some really eclectic or cute, neat, unique gifts. And honestly, a ton of places seem to still be offering great deals weeks after Black Friday. I'm constantly getting emails about 50% off, 60% off, buy one, get one. Free gift with purchase, free shipping. They're still all out there. If all else fails, gift card and don't feel bad about it. If you know that there's a restaurant or a store that somebody likes and you're afraid to buy them something because you don't know their size or what they would want, don't feel bad about getting them a gift card. You're still thinking about them. If you're going to a potluck, I like to cook. And before I had my kids, I would make cupcakes a lot. And I used to want to impress people and make something fancy. It's kind of like one of my love languages is cooking. Now I have finally started listening to my husband's advice and I stick with pretty much the same 3-ingredient appetizer for just about everything and everyone loves it. Simple is better than stressed, even if it's buying something. Gift bags and tissue paper. I used to want to wrap presents all fancy like my mom always did with really pretty elaborate bows. I don't have the patience or the creativity, so unless it's pretty straightforward box, it's going into a bag with some tissue paper. Yes, I will ask you for those bags back too, so don't mess them up. Don't make that face. Gift bags are expensive, okay? Also, don't rip that clothing box because I'm going to use that too. Because you never can have enough clothing boxes. Trust me, especially when you have kids that want clothes. Don't wait until the last minute to wrap presents because then you get no sleep on Christmas Eve. I'm still working on this one, but we're going to try and make this our, you know, don't wait till Christmas Eve year. And if you do have to go into a physical store, don't go alone. Try to go during the week in the middle of the day, like not during lunch hour though, because people are crazy and go everywhere on lunch hour. Take someone with you, regardless of when you go. They can keep your mind off some of the stimuli, redirect you if you're not able to focus, remind you what you are doing, and help you keep your impulses in check. Make sure you have a game plan before you go, too. Get your list together, write it down, write down the stores you need to go to, and what your quickest route is to get things done, and then stick to it. Get in and out. This is what my husband and I are going to do when we attempt to finish our shopping this week. So go team. But for now, that pretty much sums it up. Apologies for being all over the place and for my horrible singing. I think you guys know what I'm trying to say here. And if you have some Christmas stories that you want to share or tips and tricks that have helped you, you know, get through it, Christmas hacks, let me know. I'll share it with the class. Or just, you know, post something on my Facebook group or Facebook page. The next episode will post December 30th, and I'm going to talk about the dreaded New Year's resolutions. I'm toying with a fun idea also that I want to share with you, and I can't wait. I just have to work a bunch of stuff out between now and then. But until next time, guys, Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Happy Kwanzaa. Hanukkah Samech, Merry Pancha Ganapati, Merry Yuletide, Happy Dongji, and please, please forgive me if I have mispronounced or left anyone out. Happy holidays to all during this season, and thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to Excuse My ADHD. you like what you hear, don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and leave an awesome review. Show notes and social media links are available at www.excusemyadhd.com. Until next time.